You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Nick Mastronardi, the CEO for Polco. He's going to talk a little bit about how this civic engagement site uses crowdsourcing. Nick, thanks for coming to talk with me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, so can you get us started by just giving us the overview of Polco? How does it work?
Absolutely. So Polco is a civic communications tool, and our goal is to help improve how cities and local governments communicate with their citizens. And we try to do that to leverage some of these crowdsourcing tools that are out there. So in a nutshell, the problem that we're trying to solve is twofold. Cities, counties, local governments are trying to get a better sense of the citizen satisfaction, citizen sentiment on issues, but it can be complicated to reach out to them. And at the same time, citizens are trying to figure out what's the best way to learn what the issues are and have a voice. And so we try to, at the same time, empower them. And so we think the solution to both of those problems is one and the same, for the cities to be able to put questions out with the ease of an online survey. We do some cross-referencing to make sure that what they're getting is a useful signal. And then them knowing that it's a useful signal empowers the citizens to be able to weigh in. And pulling those pieces together in that way, we hope helps empower all the parties at the same time.
Definitely. Yeah, I can see why there'd be a definite need for that nowadays with people, I think, are probably a little more engaged with the political process than they have been in recent years. So
timing is good.
Absolutely. So can you talk about what you guys at Polco have been working on most recently?
Yeah, we were founded in 2015. And to date, our focus has been making sure that as we build the product, it is prepared to make it very easy for citizens, but also very powerful and rewarding for the local government. So it's our first group of customer cities, making sure that everything is working well and making them happy. We feel really confident with where the product is now. We've got some great overview materials, and we're starting to reach out and increase the number of cities and municipalities using Polco, but then also in those cities and counties, make sure that we get great citizen turnout. So we're working on both getting cities onboarded and then helping them launch in their communities.
Where's the site active overall in the U.S.?
Yeah, we're originally founded down in Texas, and we have a cluster of cities in Texas, four states overall, but we are based here in Wisconsin now, and that's where we're focusing our growth. And we had around 10 to 12 in the early April, but since April we will be doubling that here by early summer. So things are starting to really pick up, and it's a great assortment of cities from very small, just a couple thousand citizens each, to hundreds of thousands of citizens. And we're excited that that it delivers value to that broad spectrum.
Can you talk a bit about your sort of eventual view of where the company's going, your five-year vision, so to speak?
Absolutely. So the inspiration behind all this was this book called Wisdom of Crowds, and it says there's incredible collective intelligence if you can ask the right questions to people in the right venues. And we think that the types of questions that this could be beneficial to are exactly public policy issues, are subtle and important and require people to shine a light from their unique perspectives. So these are important things. Local governments are trying to tap into this collective intelligence. Yeah, in particular, we're really excited about this imminent Dane County launch. They're going to be putting up some really cool questions on the Alliant Energy Center and seeking broad input from around the county. And this is in the next few days, so definitely keep your eyes open, and we're excited to work with the community on these important issues. So our goal with Polco is to be able to reach that potential, get broad participation, representative participation, weighing in and informing on important issues with innovative new ideas. So we want to be in tons of cities, counties, school districts, campaigning candidates using this to, you know, identify followers who they may not have connected with before. We want to be in people's pocket, making it easy for them to participate on very important things.
That's excellent. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and hopefully we'll be seeing Polco spreading out in the next couple of years.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. Should be pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks again so much for coming in to chat with me today. I really appreciated you taking the time.
Sure, thanks.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.